The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Once upon a time, there was a radio show called The Eric Metaxas Show.
It had an announcer named Todd, who was the handsomest announcer in the land. Eric was bitterly jealous of Todd's good looks.
But there was nothing he could do.
He just had to accept that cruel fate had made him as ugly as a toad.
Here's Toadface himself, Eric Metaxas.
My friend, Todd Wilkerson. Thanks, Todd. Hey, folks, it's Eric Metaxas. This is hour two of the Eric Metaxas Show. We have 2 hours. The first one we like to call hour one. The second one, call me crazy, but I call it hour two. In hour two today, in a few minutes, we're going to be talking about Marriage Week with my friends Sheila Weber and Heather Grizzle. We aired it about a week ago, but it was so good, and Marriage Week is so important that I said I want to air it again. So some of you may have heard this before, but in a couple of minutes, talk to them. In a moment, I'm going to be speaking with our friend John Zmirak. Now I know you're excited. Oh, you're listening now, right? I know. Before I talk to John Zmirak, I want to remind you about Hillsdale College. Anybody paying attention to what's going on in America knows that higher education has pretty much gone insane, right? We're talking about safe spaces, identity politics. Somebody said that these things have turned higher education into something lower. Well, I'm sorry to agree with that. There are very few places that are not guilty of this kind of craziness. Very few places where students can debate ideas openly and honestly, and where they can pursue truth together with their professors in a respectful manner. One of those places is Hillsdale College. I'm familiar with Hillsdale. Most of you have heard me talk about Hillsdale. The students at Hillsdale, imagine this, they live by an honor code. It's not a list of do's and don'ts. It's a pledge. All the freshmen take it. Here's the Hillsdale Honor Code pledge. A Hillsdale College student is honorable in conduct, honest in word and deed. I mean, imagine honorable. I just got to say honorable. Honest in word and deed, dutiful in study and service, and respectful of the rights of others. Through education, the student rises to self-government. Remember self-government, folks? It's extraordinary. But that is really the code, the honor code of Hillsdale College. Hillsdale graduates serve throughout the country in all kinds of in all kinds of places, in all kinds of jobs. And with that honor code and the education they get, many of them are successful, excellent human beings. You can learn more about Hillsdale at MetaxasForHillsdale.com. Go to MetaxasForHillsdale.com. And now, my dear friend John Zmirak. John, I just love to talk to you about anything. What should we talk about? You want to talk about Turkey?
Yeah, I've got a piece. It's not up yet at the stream, but it will be up soon. It's the latest horror. I don't know if your listeners know, but Turkey is attacking America's allies, the Kurds and Christians who defeated ISIS, the people who took Raqqa, who fought ISIS so our troops didn't have to. The Turks are bombing them, blowing up the civilian centers, their apartment buildings, their hospitals. They've actually brought al-Qaeda in to be soldiers on the ground to ethnically cleanse this region of Kurds and Christians and basically annex it for Turkey. The Netherlands is speaking out against it, amazingly. The U.S. has pushed back a little bit, and the Turks are actually bombing a city, Manbij, where the U.S. has troops. And the Turks have said, "Well, get out of the way, because if we kill you, it's your own fault." The Turks are threatening American soldiers in Syria right now while they kill our allies against ISIS. And here's the worst part: this is the place where Christians are safest and freest in the Middle East. In the Federation of Northern Syria, the Christians have their own government, they have their own soldiers, they're at peace, the Muslims and the Christians get along, the Arabs and the Kurds get along, women run for office and serve in the parliament. It is the closest thing to what we should want in the Middle East, and the Turks are trying to blow it to hell. And guess what happened yesterday? Pope Francis welcomed Erdogan, the president of Turkey, and had a little meeting with him. And you know what they talked about? Did they talk about the fact that Turkish jets were bombing Christians and importing Al-Qaeda to ethnically cleanse them while the meeting was taking place? No. They talked about the dangers of Islamophobia and how Trump was wrong to move the U.S. embassy to Jerusalem.
You are kidding.
How could I make
this up? You're not kidding. John.
We have a piece up at the stream just now about how the Pope made a deal with the Chinese government, the Chinese communist government, and now the Pope's one of the Pope's number two men is running around saying that China implements Catholic social teaching better than the United States. So I have learned whenever I think this Vatican has hit a new low, I know they're going to go lower. Give them credit. Have faith. Next week's going to be worse.
Oh, my gosh. I cannot believe that this Pope could be insensitive to Christians suffering in Turkey, in northern Syria. I mean, it's kind of – anyway.
It'd be as if the prime minister of Israel met with the Palestinians while the Palestinians were bombing Jewish neighborhoods and said nothing about it. That's how callous and appalling it is. And here's the great irony. Most of the Christians in Syria are Catholics. They're in communion with Rome. So they're actually bombing Catholics. The Turkish jets are bombing Catholics while the Pope sips tea with the president of Turkey and says nothing about it, but criticizes the U.S. for moving our embassy to Jerusalem.
Now, why do you think – I mean, what do you think goes through this Pope's mind? Does he have advisors who are telling him this is the right thing to do for some reason?
I think he thinks Islam is going to dominate Europe, and he thinks he wants to get on the right side of it. I've heard some people who try to defend open Muslim immigration into Europe. I mean, they once you show them that it's not really humanitarian, once you show them that these people have no right to be there and they're intolerant, the thing they fall back on, I find, again and again, is, well, you know, those Europeans are secular. They're not having kids anyway, so maybe this is God's punishment. I wonder if there's some level at which these bishops who are welcoming the Muslim hordes into Europe, if they're not trying to, some psychological, subconscious level, they want to punish Europe for marginalizing religion, for going secular. Well, you think you're going to go secular? You won't be secular for long. It might not be our religion, but there's going to be a religion dominating Europe, even if it's not ours.
I just can't.
I think that's a kind of a Nietzschean cynical interpretation,
yeah,
which tells me it's probably 100% right.
Well, I mean, look, that was Hitler's view when they were losing the war, right? He kind of thought, well, in Germany, you deserve to get destroyed.
Yeah.
Shame on you, and it serves you right. I mean,
yeah, you weren't worthy of Germany was not worthy of me, so let it be destroyed.
Yeah.
I think a lot of these clerics, and I think the Pope might well be one of them, think, well, the West went secular, let it be destroyed. Pull it down around my ears like Samson.
Let me ask you, I know that there are many people in Turkey who do not agree with Erdogan. How do you think he came to power? And do you think what are the options for Turks who don't like him?
Well, the only good option would have been a military coup, and it failed. And now he is basically a dictator there. He has jailed opposition leaders of peaceful political parties, accused them of terrorism. He's locked up thousands of journalists. He's basically a dictator, much worse than Putin. And yet here he is, a member of NATO, trying to become a member of the European Union. And we're supposed to be so worried about Russia? Russia's not dumping hundreds of thousands of so-called refugees on Europe and then telling them how to vote. Turkey sends Turks to Germany and the Netherlands and then tells them how to vote in elections, tells them to have five and six kids on welfare so that they can Islamicize the countries. I don't see Putin doing anything like that in Europe, and yet there's this hysteria that Russia is this big danger. Turkey is our next enemy. I think our next war will be against Turkey, and the question is when, now or in 50 years when they control half of Europe. But I predict that you can write this down. The next war in Europe will be between the West and a coalition led by Turkey.
Wow. That's there's some historical irony there to think that.
Well, all over again, right? It happens every 100 years or so that the Turks besiege Vienna and we have to beat them back.
I mean, when I think of the Greeks in 1821 overthrowing the Turks, you kind of think like, well, that that we're done with that. Evidently not. Okay, folks, we're going to say goodbye to you, John Zmirak. Thanks again, and we'll have you back as soon as possible. In a few minutes, we're going to talk about Marriage Week with my dear friends Sheila Weber and Heather Grizzle. It's the Eric Metaxas Show.
And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire.
Network with thousands of Christian media professionals, ministry representatives, pastors, and business leaders at Proclaim 18, the NRB International Christian Media Convention, February 27th through March 2nd in Nashville, Tennessee. Hear speakers including Kay Arthur, Rick Warren, Eric Metaxas, Luis Palau, Joel Rosenberg, Jim Caviezel, MyPillow founder Mike Lindell, and dozens more. Gain valuable insights by attending one or more of the convention's six industry session tracks, where industry leaders will speak on digital media, radio, TV, church media, film and entertainment, and international ministry. Experience NRB's massive exposition featuring tools and services to expand and enhance your organization, church, or ministry. From media and fundraising experts to publishers and tech companies, the exposition has what you're looking for. Also on the expo floor will be an exhibit from Museum of the Bible. Proclaim 18, February 27th through March 2nd. For all the details, visit nrbconvention.org.
You like freedom? I do. You like money? Well, I do too. If you like freedom and money, then you're going to love Freedom Checks. You see, over the next few months, an estimated $34.6 billion is up for grabs to anyone who stakes their claim. Yep, you heard that right, $34.6 billion. To get all the details, just go to www.claimfreedomchecks.com. Thousands of people are already lined up to cash in. Take Doug, for example. He's a 46-year-old from Joplin, Missouri, who's set to get a check for $24,075. And if Doug can do this, I've got a hunch that you can too. But here's the thing. If you want the chance to grab your full fair share of this $34.6 billion payout, you must have your ducks in a row by March 1st. So don't wait. Get over to www.claimfreedomchecks.com before the March 1st deadline. That's www.claimfreedomchecks.com.
She's such a beautiful little puppy. I mean, we walk around the block and neighbors always say, her hair is so beautiful.
Healthy and shiny and glossy.
DINOVITE.com.
Fatty acids, omega-3s and omega-6s are great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
I would really recommend people starting their puppies on Dynavite before they get into what I would call the misery index. Bad skin, bad ears, bad breath.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the allergies.
Grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it,
and the itching and shedding down the road.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
Dynavite for life.
This is Ed Lukasevic.
And Cindy Lukasevic.
Inviting you and your pets to Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
If you're a timeshare owner, getting out of your timeshare is probably at the top of your to-do list. And since maintenance bills are taking a bite out of your savings, now is the right time to make the call to Lone Star Transfer to simplify your life and improve your financial situation. They know how hard it can be to find a company you can trust. So take the word of over 5,000 timeshare owners they have helped get out of their timeshares legally and ethically. Lone Star Transfer has a 99% success rate and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. They are passionate and committed to helping you get out of your timeshare as quickly and effortlessly as possible. Call Lone Star Transfer today for a no-obligation consultation and let them get you out of your timeshare the right way. Call toll-free 855-551-7066. That's 855-551-7066. That number again, 855-551-7066. Or visit them online at LoneStarTransfer.com.
Tried to make it Sunday, but I got so damn depressed. that I set my sights on Monday. And I got...
Hey there, folks. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. As I warned you, I have two friends in the studio. And when I have friends in the studio, I don't know what's going to happen. It could get crazy. I could forget to introduce them, but I'll try not to. I'm sitting here with Sheila Weber, whose claim to fame is she's the long-suffering wife of B.J. Weber, my very dear friend. But also, Sheila, what is your title with National Marriage Week? We're talking about National Marriage Week.
I'm the executive director and started this campaign back in 2009, a week to sort of focus on the benefits of marriage and to strengthen individual marriages and improve the culture of marriage in America.
Okay. And the week is always around the Valentine's Day. So it's February 7th to February 14th is National Marriage Week.
That's right.
And who's this woman over here?
Oh, she is my very good friend, Heather Grizzle, who I'm so happy that joined this effort a year and a half ago.
Heather, you mean the what? She's married to Ben Grizzle?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
The
gosh.
One and only.
Wow. Heather, I thought I had respect for Sheila, but now I think I'm giving you equal respect because I know Ben and I know BJ. You are champions of marriage, you two. Heather, what is your title with the campaign here?
I'm the communications director.
Oh, you are? All right. You're trying to keep Sheila on message? Because Sheila's very sloppy. She's very emotional, and you don't know what she's going to talk about. All right. So what do my listeners need to know? We had you guys on a year ago. It doesn't seem to me it's possible. It's a year. It's like a minute ago. But anyway, so what's the idea behind National Marriage Week? Is there a website?
Yes. NationalMarriageWeekUSA.org, because it's happening in 20 countries around the world. We put USA on there, and we want people to get involved. We have this sort of vision, like you have fireworks in every town on the 4th of July. We would like there to be an increase in marriage classes, marriage events, and marriage education all across America. We have the only online national calendar. So even right now, if someone's listening and they know there's a marriage class in their church, please go on their national calendar. It's free. Just plug in the dates and all the information.
Okay, so people can go there to find, like, what kind of marriage events are happening in their town or their neck of the woods.
Exactly.
Okay, so NationalMarriageWeekUSA.org. And who can't spell that? NationalMarriageWeekUSA.org. Heather, you're smiling over there. What would you like to share with the group?
Well, I appreciate you having us on because I think this is a really important topic. I think that we've seen marriage decline in recent generations, and especially my generation is often choosing to live together instead of get married. And so we're pleased to be working on this effort to strengthen marriages around the country, those people who are already married, and to encourage a positive culture around the idea of marriage in the country.
Let's say somebody's listening and they go, look, that's very nice, but who cares about marriage? What's the difference? I mean, we've heard this for 50 years. It's just a piece of paper. I don't agree with that. But what do you say to somebody who says, look, we love each other. We just haven't gotten married. Why does it matter?
Well, there's great research to demonstrate that having lived together before you're married is detrimental to your relationship long term. And furthermore, that being married, there's something different about being married than just saying we love each other. That will have long-term benefits both for your relationship, for your health, for your finances, and for your children. And that's why we think it's so important.
And also, there has been vast amount of research for decades that shows that married people have better health, they have longer lives, they have greater personal happiness. Our greatest concern is children. Children have better outcomes if they can be raised by both their parents. So we want parents to have more success in staying together. And so children, again, the research is overwhelming. They have less addiction, less teen pregnancy. They perform better in school, less trouble with the law. And another huge issue is poverty. Both the progressives and conservatives really have come together and agree that marriage lifts women and children out of poverty. In fact, marriage drops the probability of child poverty by 82%, and we would have 25% less poverty today if we had the marriage rates back in 1970.
Holy cow. Holy cow. It's kind of funny because that's one of the things that we could say today that you couldn't say in 1970. We've seen what happens. Like back then, you heard over and over and over again, like, oh, don't just stay together for the kids. You need to have a healthy relationship. And if the kids are, you know, if you stay married and you're arguing all the time, that's bad for the kids. So you should get divorced and be happy and spend quality time with the kids on the weekends. Right? Like, you heard this over and over and over again. Now statistics show that that is baloney.
Well,
that's simply not true. Divorce is harmful to children. But we're finally seeing it.
And we also want people to rethink the situation that they're in if they are going through a hard time. That 35% of people going through the divorce courts are open to reconciliation. They just don't know what to do about it. They don't have anywhere to go.
That's huge.
Right. 35%. And so if you can save that amount of marriages, that reflects hundreds of thousands of children's lives. The other thing that they've discovered is that people who go through the tough times and work through their hurdles, that 5 years later, the vast majority of those couples are very happy.
Okay, say that again. That's a huge statistic.
Yeah,
say that
so
again.
If you work through your troubles, you overcome some really serious hurdles, and the couples that kind of push through those hard times, the vast majority are very happy 5 years later. They're very happy.
That's amazing. I think you shared that a year ago, and it hit me then. That you want to talk about an encouragement to people struggling in marriage. Look, Suzanne and I have had our struggles, and I always say, if she would only listen. No, but we joke, right? But the thing is, you and BJ, and I'm sure Heather and Ben, we don't have to talk about it on the air, but I know Ben has taken a drunken swing at our sweet sister. That's not a joke.
Yeah.
But, I mean, seriously, like, with the best marriages, it's tough.
You know.
And we need to say that. Good marriages struggle. It's normal.
Well, yeah. Let me tell you a personal example, because this is why I get concerned. When young couples cohabitate, eventually, in that 5-year, 7-year mark, they're going to hit that wall. And so if you're only cohabitating, you don't have the willpower to push through that wall.
Bingo.
And you're left devastated with that failed relationship.
Right.
And then you have fear and lack of trust going into the next one that you hope will work out.
Well, and I think even more that when you're living together, then even if you go on to get married, there's this mentality that when it gets hard, I still have an out. Right. There's something to sort of
That's bricking up
the back wall, if you will, when you get married, so that you've answered the question of who am I going to be with? That question doesn't have to be asked anymore.
And again, because the three of us have been in marriages for a long time, we know that that's real. In other words, that if there was no child involved and I wasn't married, you get to a point, it just gets so ugly. You know, it's just better. Let's just break up. Let's walk away. But if you're stuck in marriage, you're actually forced to work it out. And so you then take the trouble to work it out. Mm-hmm. And then you come through on the other side and you say, thank God I didn't walk away. I'm so glad.
Yeah. Yeah.
Marriage holds you together in a weird way.
Well, that's what we want people to get a vision for, that there's beauty and joy on the other side of all these ups and downs. There are stages. I've been married for 37 years. There are stages.
To the same man?
Yes, thank you.
Is BJ the same man that he was 37 years ago? I doubt it.
No. I hope not.
I think you've beat him into like a semblance of a gentleman that after 37 years, and actually, you know, I always joke, but there's truth, right? Is that marriage, I realize I'm such a better man because of my wife.
I would say we both.
That's a fact.
I would say I am, and my husband is, that we're both better people because we have had to be the sandpaper for each other, the refining fire for each other.
Or to use the famous Tim Keller illustration. He uses this obscure illustration that like almost nobody ever owned what's called a gem tumbler. But I remember Keller saying the gem tumbler, you put the, like, you know, you get it at Scientific American or something like that or whatever, and or the Edmund Scientific catalog. You put stones in this thing and they go, they knock against each other and then they come out these smooth pebbles. And that's what he says what marriage is. Like you're rough, but you wear away each other's edges and you become who you're supposed to be. God uses the conflict to make you the wonderful Heather Grizzle that you are today.
And we have some really wonderful helps at National Marriage Week USA. In fact, I wrote a little commentary last year, and my personal tips that my husband and I have lived through are manage your expectations, communicate well, intimacy is the key, don't use the D word, divorce, keep dating each other, learn the distinctions between love and respect, begin with the end in mind, and believe in your marriage.
And no burping, BJ. anybody? it is funny, though, because truly we humanize each other, and women civilize men. That's a fact. I mean, there's no doubt about it. And especially if you're married, you're stuck with it. You can't just go, like, I'm going to find a woman who doesn't mind that I burp. No, you're stuck with this woman, and she's going to bring it up and bring it up. And most men are going to go, you know what? I guess I'll just, to save the conflict, I will stop behaving like a pig. It's kind of it's a positive thing, and it's almost worked for BJ. I think another 10 years, and you're out of the woods, Sheila. We're going to be right back. We're going to be right back talking to Heather Grizzle and Sheila Weber, my dear friends, about the most important subject there is, marriage. National Marriage Week, USA.org is the website. Stick around.
Futures and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Fire the stockbroker and hire yourself. I'm Scott Bauer, and I've been on the trading floor for 25 years. I traded for Goldman Sachs in the S&P 500 pit and was the first Amazon market maker at the CBOE. I am also the senior market strategist here at Trading Advantage, the leading educational firm teaching people how to become professional traders. Now, for a limited time, I am offering one of the trading techniques used by thousands of our students every day to help build their financial future. Get started right now by calling 1-800-288-0092. Leave your email address on my voicemail, and I'll email you my free trading technique and the Trading Advantage Daily Market Report at no cost to you. Again, 1-800-288-0092. That's 1-800-288-0092.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-651-4888. That's 800-651-4888. 800-651-4888. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hey there, folks. This is Eric Metaxas' show. Before I get back to my conversation on National Marriage Week with Heather Grizzle and Sheila Weber, I want to mention to you something important. I want to first of all ask you if you already have. Do you already have a free subscription to Imprimis? I get Imprimis every month. It's spectacular. 3.7 million Americans read it every month. As always, Imprimis is free. It's part of Hillsdale College's effort to help all Americans pursue truth and defend liberty. You can subscribe now for free at MetaxasForHillsdale.com. My site, MetaxasForHillsdale.com, features the Imprimis edition by my friend Dr. Larry Arnn, the president of Hillsdale College and the world's leading scholar on Winston Churchill, the leading scholar in the world. Dr. Arnn tells the inspiring story about Churchill's courage and what you and your kids can learn from him. Now, this piece appears only in Imprimis, the free monthly speech digest from Hillsdale College. It's one of the most widely read publications in the country with a larger circulation than the New York Times, thank God. It features the very best in conservative thought from heroes of the cause. So you can read this inspiring edition and start receiving Imprimis for free every month. Just go to MetaxasForHillsdale.com. And now we return to our conversation with my long-suffering friends, Sheila and Heather. Now, the two of you, seriously, we joke around about marriage and stuff, but we were saying earlier, we know marriage is hard. Good marriages are hard. Our marriages are hard. But why do we say over and over and over again, it's worth it?
Well, because all the research is really, really clear. But mostly,
and because BJ will come after you with a knife if you
I mean, the research shows that married people just have all sorts of benefits. And the upper middle class actually is sort of holding their own on marriage. And unfortunately, the Charles Murray showed that the white lower class is dropping off a cliff. So in 1960, 96% of children live with both their parents who were in that category of white lower class. Today, only 36% live with their parents.
See, this is mind-blowing stuff. This is in a few decades,
so
the world has changed.
So we're concerned about outcomes for children, their educational experiences, the stability of their lives, and also their lack of fear in going into this relationship and subsequent relationships. There's a lot of fear out there. And Heather and I were just visiting with her wonderful mother-in-law, my dear friend, who's has been a family therapist, Ann Grizzle, and she came up with this beautiful concept.
Is this the woman we can blame for Ben Grizzle? Yeah, I know. I know her.
Credit. But I mean, I love that. Maybe Heather can share what that concept is of what Ann's concept of marriage was.
Sure.
Yeah.
She talked about how they were asked to give a talk at a church about their image of marriage. And she thought, you know, when you talk about a healthy marriage, you picture two people staring deeply into each other's eyes. And she said, that's just not real. And as a result, people think they're aiming for the wrong thing because they don't have that. And so she said they prayed about it and realized that they viewed marriage as home base, that just like there was a base for her sons that were all Eagle Scouts to come back to when they'd been out camping or hiking to refuel, to get supplies and to be propelled on to the next mission. That's how they viewed marriage. Rather than it being sort of restrictive, in fact, it was the launch pad. It was the foundation from which you could go out into the world and be more successful individually and together because you knew who loved you and whose you were, not in a restrictive or ownership way, but just who you belonged to, who were your people and who loved you, and that propelled them both to greater success.
I love that idea, marriage as home base. And it's kind of funny when you describe, when people think happy marriages, like people staring into each other's eyes. Like, no, that's like maybe engagement period or maybe honeymoon or maybe, like, you know. But if you think that's normal, it doesn't mean you don't strive for that. But if you don't have that, it's okay. Not every moment has to be gushy, lovey, whatever. And I would even argue that sometimes strife, if it's handled correctly, can be the most powerful thing that unites people because you get through that together and it bonds you to each other in a way that, you know, hippy dippy happy stuff, it's just not the same.
Conflict is the price we pay for a deepening sense of intimacy.
You sound like a certified psychologist. Say that again, please. That was really good.
This is Ben's favorite. Conflict is the price we pay for a deepening sense of intimacy.
Hmm. For a deepening sense of intimacy.
My hope is that, you know, people who are in their 20s or early 30s can catch a new vision for what this can be for them. I think there's a lot of fear. In fact, some of our mutual friends, David and Amber Lapp, have done a lot of research. They're King's College graduates.
And by the way, they're the cutest couple I've ever seen.
And they're looking at this generation out in the Midwest, and they're saying that the younger generation doesn't want to not get married. They actually feel that marriage is very weighty and they're fearful.
It scares them. Yeah.
And so how can we help them get past the fear? Well, to give them a vision that this is a safe place, this can be an embellishment for who they want to be as individuals rather than this sort of restrictive, constricting experience. And in fact, I was just reading that the Pope Francis was saying that, you know, We should help young people not just see this as their mistaken view or their selfishness toward marriage, but really that they're living in an age of alienation, a culture of discouragement, and they're feeling paralyzed by their fear. And he just says we should extend a sincere invitation to young people to be brave and to opt in for a joyous experience, that we should live the joy and share the joy.
And the Pope said this.
Yes, he did.
What does he know? He's not married. come on, Sheila. Come on. All right, folks, we're going to be right back talking about National Marriage Week. That's the 7th of February to the 14th of February. Please make a note of it. We'll be right back. Hey, Alvin.
Yeah.
Did I tell you that I take Relief Factor?
Yes, you did.
I take Relief Factor because running causes me sometimes back pain or hip pain or whatever. You know, a lot of people have experiences with different kinds of pain. And you don't want to take something that is toxic, right? I don't want to be like popping Advil or whatever. I take Relief Factor because it's made from botanicals. You can take it all day long. For example, a guy named Michael from Connecticut gives us his point of view. He says, Relief Factor helped to almost completely eliminate my elbow pain when I couldn't find any other solution. It's a great product, has helped with a lot of other aches and pains. Since I started Relief Factor, I feel like I've got more energy and generally feel better. That's why I take it. Hey, I don't take it for my health. Oh, actually, I do. I do take it for my health. But it's interesting because people, I think that they have to put up with pain. My advice is try Relief Factor. The Quick Start Kit is only $19.95. Try it for 3 weeks. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com.
Network with thousands of Christian media professionals, ministry representatives, pastors, and business leaders at Proclaim 18, the NRB International Christian Media Convention, February 27th through March 2nd in Nashville, Tennessee. Hear speakers including Kay Arthur, Rick Warren, Eric Metaxas, Luis Palau, Joel Rosenberg, Jim Caviezel, MyPillow founder Mike Lindell, and dozens more. Gain valuable insights by attending one or more of the convention's 6 industry session tracks, where industry leaders will speak on digital media, radio, TV, church media, film and entertainment, and international ministry. Experience NRB's massive exposition, featuring tools and services to expand and enhance your organization, church, or ministry. From media and fundraising experts to publishers and tech companies, the exposition has what you're looking for. Also on the expo floor will be an exhibit from Museum of the Bible, Proclaim 18, February 27th through March 2nd. For all the details, visit nrbconvention.org.
Learn, love, lead. That's the heart of the student experience at Bob Jones University. Discover a university that's both academically challenging and spiritually encouraging. Learn from highly credentialed faculty who share your faith and approach everything from a biblical worldview. Be challenged to love God and others by getting outside your comfort zone and giving of yourself. Grow as a leader through opportunities on and off campus. Learn more online at bju.edu or call 800-252-6363. That's bju.edu or 800-252-6363.
Hello, I'd like to deposit this to checking.
Fate is a fickle master.
What?
The future is uncertain.
Okay, and what's my account balance?
The horizon is cloudy. I see a long, treacherous voyage filled with great peril.
Look, can I just get a deposit slip or something?
A fortune bank teller. Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to GEICO.
I see a yellow-eyed serpent.
What?
And a low APR.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Are you a responsible person who finds yourself growing deeper and deeper in credit card debt and you're not sure how to fix the problem? Then get ready for a toll-free number that will put you on a path to financial recovery. Trinity Debt Management is a nonprofit organization that will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment. Put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges and reduce your interest rates by as much as 60%. You'll save thousands and become debt-free for keeps. It's not a loan. It's a smart way to relieve your stress, meet your obligations, and preserve your self-respect. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Gather up your bills and call this toll-free number for a free, no-obligation debt analysis. 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976. If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
What would a radio program on National Marriage Week be without a little super tramp? I ask you. Folks, I'm talking to Heather Grizzle and Sheila Weber, my dear friends, about National Marriage Week. The website is nationalmarriageweekusa.com. marriageweekusa.org. Check it out, nationalmarriageweekusa.org. Okay, what other facts and figures? What do you want to talk about?
Well, I'm very excited. There's something new that has just happened. I think your listeners will be interested that Minnesota just passed a bipartisan law to sort of put marriage back into the welfare reform efforts. And this is brand new. So what they've done, a Republican legislator and a Democratic governor agreed to increase the threshold for family poverty so that people could get married and for a period of time not lose the benefits. What was happening is that leaders in their state were hearing, especially from pastors and clergy, that there are people in their ranks that are choosing not to get married because they don't have the income. They would lose so much benefits. The single mother would lose the benefits. And so they, as a state, they have just drafted, they've passed a bill. This is going to take place in August, and they're going to try to measure whether this actually will mobilize people to get married who really do want to.
See, this is amazing that you actually have laws discouraging people from getting married. It's like lunacy, because we all know that marriage is basically a good. I mean, not every marriage is great, but the concept of marriage, more people getting married, is a good thing. Yeah. But here we have a Democrat and a Republican uniting.
Right.
And this was Minnesota, you said.
Yes. And there's another state that's looking at this. I think once the word gets out, which is what we're going to try to help spread this Marriage Week, February 7th to the 14th, that there are some new public policy proposals and laws that can help people who really want to get married, but they're afraid of the economic kind of downturn on their own lives.
Right. Suzanne hit me hard economically.
Well, this is
very hard.
Giving married people a chance to still get some help for a period of time, probably 12 months to 18 months.
This is good news.
Yeah, because that's what's happening. The marriage is falling off a cliff in the impoverished areas today. And in the long run, that is not a good thing for children. So we want to, I love the fact that both sides of the aisle see the value in this. Progressives want to go ahead and give some benefits if they perceive it will pull people to their next, level of well-being. And conservatives care about poverty too, and especially value marriage. So this is a place for both sides to come together.
Well, and also we have the facts that we didn't have, again, 20, 30, 40 years ago. We can see what happens because of divorce. We can see economically the whole country is suffering. Heather, what else do we need to know? There's just so much information. It's good news.
Well, I think there's been a lot of pushback, I think, particularly from men, right? Biological and social motherhood are in sync. Biological and social fatherhood are not. And so the task of every society is to domesticate men. And in this case, what we've learned from all the research is that marriage is particularly good for men. It's good for women as well, but it's particularly beneficial for men. They have much greater health, higher earnings. It is a success story for men and a tip for success. And so I think men seeing marriage as something that's going to be additive to their lives and their livelihoods, not to be the old ball and chain.
Well, and it's funny
idea.
Because that what you just said, actually, it's true, right? I mean, I can look at my own life, and I'm not making this up. If it hadn't been for the fact that I had a wife and a child, would I have put myself through the great difficulty of writing the books that I wrote? Because it was really tough. But what made me do it was like, I have to do this. I've got to do this for them. I've got to do, but if I was like able to kind of do what I want because I don't have, I'm not costing much. I'm just living on my own or whatever. Would I have done that? And this is the paradox of life, right? Is that like some of the things that are harder are the things, we understand it with exercise, right? I'm willing to, rise and grind and do what I need to do because I know there's a benefit. That is part of all of life is that if you're willing to do the tough work of being married and having kids, you will be blessed. There's no question you will be blessed on the other side of it. But we're living in a culture that doesn't tell you that. It only tells you kind of like, well, you don't want you don't you want to be free? Don't you want to be whatever? And it sounds so good. It's like saying to somebody, you don't ever have to exercise or eat right, right? Why would you do that? Mm-hmm. But then later on, when you're falling apart, you say, oh, maybe it would have been a good idea to do that. Yeah. So I feel like marriage, it really, that message needs to go out. It's one of the reasons I wanted you guys on.
Yeah. Also, when we look at poverty and we know that there's a connection with the decline of marriage and the increase of poverty, there's a little tricky issue. You know, those of us right here, we're talking, we care a lot about the sanctity of life and pro-life. So we have to think about how to position a new message. There's something called the success sequence. But I want to give that caveat that we definitely think people can find ways to prevent their conception. And the success sequence is if you finish high school, you work full time, and you postpone childbearing until after marriage and after the age of 21, there's only a 2% chance that you'll be in poverty. If you don't do one of those three things, there's a 77% chance you'll be in poverty. Now, I say that caveat because the answer is to be careful and to measure your life so that these things happen. I don't want people
But this used to be the norm. In other words, the idea that I'm going to get married and we're going to have a family used to be the norm. Now it takes a person really thinking about it. Like, And it's kind of funny. We're out of time in this segment. Folks, we're going to be back. I want to encourage you to go to the website National Marriage Week USA. National Marriage Week USA. .org, National Marriage Week, USA.org. Check it out. We'll be right back.
You've got to come into my world and leave your world behind. Come on now. Na, 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 na. You've got to come down from that cloud, girl, and leave your world behind. When you're with me, I feel sunshine even when I'm standing in the rain.
I'm just so upset. I'm having so much trouble getting to sleep, only to wake up in the middle of the night worrying all over again. I'm wearing down. There's no one I trust, no one I can open up to. But I've got to find someone I can talk to. I can't keep going on like this.
She found help, and so can you. We are Faithful Counseling, the world's largest platform for faith-based professional counseling. Our Christian counselors are all licensed, trained, and experienced, qualified and certified by the state board, but more importantly, we share your Christian values. Available 24/7 by text, messaging, phone, and video conferencing from the comfort of your own home. We'd like to invite you to try your first week free by going to faithfulcounseling.com and use the invite code word HELP. That's faithfulcounseling.com and use the invite code word HELP to get your first week free. Faithful Counseling, we're here when you need us.
Interested in trading as a way to generate extra monthly income? Listen up. Before you sign up for some garbage program or awkward in-person seminar, you really need to hear about the online trader program that everyone's talking about. This is the program that allows you to get your account funded with someone else's money. That's right. Apiary Fund will gladly put up to $100,000 of their money into your trading account. And the best part? You get to keep 85% of the profits without putting in a dime of your own money. Apiary Fund and this program are growing like crazy. As a special offer, Apiary Fund is allowing our listeners to get started for free. Just call 800-959-4526 and leave us your email address, and we will send you all the exciting details of how to trade Apiary Fund's money and not your own. Call 800-959-4526 and leave your email address on the voicemail. Your free report will be sent right away. 800-959-4526. That's 800-959-4526.
Here comes the chuck wagon. Folks, it's the Eric Metaxas Show. We're talking about marriage, National Marriage Week. I'm talking with my friends Heather Grizzle and Sheila Weber. Heather, you brought up, we've just got a few minutes left, but the Me Too campaign. How does that relate to this issue of marriage?
Well, I think what we're seeing with that campaign, which, I should say from the outset, obviously, assault and abuse and harassment are never acceptable. Full stop. But I think one of the things that this campaign is evolving that I think we have to recognize is that there has been this lie since the sexual revolution that sex didn't matter, that it could just be two people doing something that felt good and there was no emotional entanglement. And I think one of the things that this movement is exposing is that that's just not true. It matters. Mm-hmm. And that's why one of the many reasons that we're promoting marriage and working hard to strengthen marriages and promote a culture of marriage across the country.
Well, I was going to say, yeah, go ahead, Sheila.
Yeah. And this hashtag Me Too is revealing that the way to build trust is to be, you know, careful in our relationships at all levels, and not to allow anything that ranges from outright abuse to, you know, sort of aggressive promiscuity to derail us from the bigger goal, which is to build trust inside of a lifelong lasting love, requires that we are much more careful about our experiences of intimacy. So it all relates to marriage in the long run, because that is going to be the safest place.
Well, and I think, you know, it's the kind of thing that you need to say over and over and over. I would say to any woman, if a man is not committing his whole life to you forever, you should not let him touch you. You should not let him have his way with you. You are infinitely valuable to God, and you are worth – you ought to see your own worth. And if somebody is not willing – to give you everything, his whole life, you should not give him anything. And we've lowered that standard, and women have been the ones that have been most hurt by that. Mm-hmm. And to understand that marriage is a plus. Find the right person to spend the rest of your life with. And don't waste any other time. Don't waste any other energy. Don't waste any other affection. It's because it really is not good for you in the long run.
It's good to hear a man say that. I like that.
I think a lot of men that I know think that way, but you don't hear it on TV. You don't hear it on radio very much. This is pretty stinking basic stuff. Most people knew this from the beginning of time, but since the sexual revolution, we've been sold this bill of goods, which is baloney, and it mostly has hurt women.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And I'm sad because women actually, they think that this is women's liberation, but really it means they don't have enough self-esteem to value themselves to say no. There's some boundaries here, and you know, it's about.
And there are plenty of men who will respect those boundaries. Don't pretend like there aren't. Mm-hmm. We're out there, folks. We're out there. Yeah. Okay, we just got 30 seconds left. Okay. What do we need to do? Quick.
I would love for people to get involved with National Marriage Week. We have a bulletin insert that your church can print and put in your bulletins during that week. And we encourage every group to start a class somewhere. It could be at the local YMCA, the library, in your home, or a Sunday school class. We want to see a growth in classes. It's a great way to reach out to your community. If you have any marriage event going on, please post it for free at nationalmarriageweekusa.org under the national calendar. And you can search for events that are happening near you at that same place.
This is terrific. Heather Grizzle, thank you. Sheila Weber, thank you. And Sheila, I know you've been married 37 years to BJ, but I know the first 40 years with BJ are the toughest. If you could just stick it out three more years, you're going to get through it. That's the program. It's the Eric Metaxas Show, MetaxasTalk.com. Thanks for listening.
Star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
with in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.